So we're going to start the call. I'm sorry, she says. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to December's Amparo Monthly Teleconference. It is today, Wednesday, December 10th, 2014, at 18:37 minutes. We have on the English channel Barack Otieno, Brian Gillen, Pastor Peters, Adetokunda Kunda Biola, and Nkenweke. On the French channel, we have Etienne Chichimbi, Michel Chanon, Aziz Ilali, and Tiffany Benzema. We have received apologies from Fatima Tassayetila, Hadja Wadara, Alan Greenberg, Heidi Ulrich, and Philip Johnson. From ICANN staff, we have with us Sylvia Vivanco and myself, Gisela Gruber. Our interpreters for today will be Camilla and Claire. And may I please remind you to state your names when you take the floor, not only for transcript purposes, but also for the interpreters to be able to identify you on the other channel, that is the French channel. Thank you, Aziz. You now have the floor. Aziz speaking. Thank you very much, Gisela. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to our monthly December teleconference. We're now going to start, as usual, with the open public comment period. As you know, the agenda has been posted on the Adobe Connect room. Sorry, is there someone who would wish to take the floor? Suzanne is speaking. No, go ahead. Go ahead. Does anyone wish to take the floor, says Aziz? Okay, so I'll go on. There is an echo, someone says. As he's speaking, so as I was saying, you have the agenda which has been posted on the Adobe Connect room. If you agree with me, we'll start as usual with the open public comments. We have six items which are currently in their public consultation period. We first have the NOMCOM. This is the third time I've discussed this because the comments period has been extended. But may I remind you that this is about comments. On the NOMCOM report, the PWD NOMCOM report, which made some recommendations which are up for discussion. Even if anyone would wish to make alternative recommendations and to see what the recommendations of the group have been as well. Then we also have the Dot Madrid introduction. That's the introduction of two approved launch programs. Those are applications from the Comunidad de Madrid. Those are programs which have been launched and approved. Certainly, we have the ICANN operation, the ICANN draft 5-year operating plan. The ICANN community is discussing this item. This is an operating plan for 5 years. I think the title is pretty self-explanatory. And ICANN has proposed a 5-year operating plan for the next period, which is from 2016 to 2020. Then we have the auction rules for the new DTLD in the cases of indirect contention. ICANN is also seeking to receive comments from the community regarding the auction rules in the cases of indirect contention. Then we have the cross-community working group on the naming related functions of and their draft transition proposal. This is a cross-community working group for the transition of the IANA function stewardship on the naming related functions. Naming related. So, following the announcement of the NTIA to transfer the stewardship of IANA to ICANN, they have asked ICANN to summon a multi-stakeholder process for the elaboration of a transition plan from the hands of the NTIA and the U.S. government to the community. So, as a response, I can have created a working group which is very well represented in geographic terms, because there are representatives from all regions. And that group is going to send a proposal to the NTIA. They have recently published a draft proposal that I invite you to read and then make your comments as applicable, because as you know, there is a deadline before which comments must be submitted. So we would like to have the user's viewpoint specifically. So all users must intervene here. Now please. We have top-level domain IDN variants regarding the label generation rules at ICANN. Has the intent of allowing the panel for the generation of the labels to act. That panel is made up of volunteers from the community, and so they have to suggest rules for the label generation. This regards a particular script used within each community. So those are the six items which are up for public comments right now. On the wiki page, you have a link to each of these comments periods, and on it you will see as well which have already been adopted or those for which the comments period has already ended. If no one is going to ask for the floor, we're going to move straightly to the following item on the agenda. Would anyone like to take the floor regarding what I just said?
No?
Okay then. So we're going to move on to item number 3. Yes. Who is it? Is anyone asking for the floor? No? Okay, it's just an echo then. So item number 3 is items for information. The first item that we're going to discuss is a review of the African strategy for ICANN in Mauritius. As you know, AFRALO's leadership, which would be Farah Cotieno, Tijani Benzema, and myself, have taken part in this meeting, which took place in Mauritius, for 2 days to discuss this review of the African strategy of ICANN. This is the second review, as the first was already carried out 2 years ago in Mauritius. So the idea of this meeting was to discuss the ICANN African strategy. In the middle of its duration, the GAC sent its representations. The African Registrars Association also sent representatives, and so the African strategy was reviewed. We have identified a number of contributions based on what we had learned from the first part of the strategy for this 5-year plan of ICANN, which is going to end in 2020. The first draft of the review is going to be published for public comments, but before I give the floor to Tijani, there might be something else to say. So I'm going to post the link at this point of the draft document and of the summary of the activities of Mauritius. Now I'm going to give the floor to Tijani to see whether he would like to discuss anything of what went on those days. Tijani speaking, thank you. Aziz has already laid out the board here. It was a meeting to review ICANN's African strategy. Firstly, based on the experience we have gathered these past few years, and to see what was concluded, what wasn't, what we should change, what we should do from now on, and then, secondly, to put together a new African strategy in view of ICANN's 5-year operating plan. Because the first part of the African strategy had to do with the ICANN's plan for 2012. So we tried to align the strategy on the current 5-year operating plan. Because ICANN will not allocate any portions of its budget if it is not something that will match what was said in this African strategy review meeting. So we discussed those ideas and we tried to realign our strategy to the plan. We drew on the experience we gathered this past 2 years of work. We shed some light on a number of aspects that we have learned on the basis of our experience. And so now the strategy is supposed to be more realistic and more in line with the new operating plan and with the new strategic plan. So that is pretty much what the meeting was about. Thank you, Aziz. Aziz speaking. Thank you, Tijani. At Mauritius, in the case of the crop, there was participation from Barack and myself and the AFRINIC level. And there was a training activity at the African Network Information Center. So Barack, if you're with us, please, will you take the floor and give us a report on what went on at that activity in Mauritius. Barack, you have the floor. As he's speaking, Barack, may I stop you now? Please, you're on the French channel speaking English. You're supposed to be on the English channel. So I'm going to ask Gisela to switch you to the English channel so that we will only hear the interpreter, because they are, we cannot hear both of you. Gisela speaking. As is Barack, you're going to have to use your phone line in order to get connected to the English channel and then connect to Adobe Connect, but mute your line so that we can have interpretation in French on the French channel. Thank you. Tijani speaking. Barack, there's no need for you to disconnect. You just have to log in using your telephone, because on Adobe Connect there's only one channel, which is the French channel. So you have to be on the English channel so that people on the English channel can hear you and for the interpreter to be able to interpret you into the French channel. As he's speaking, okay, the other is good. Good, Brad, go ahead.
Hello? Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Hello, I hope I'm here. Okay. Thank you. Apologies for that. Just to go back to the beginning, so I was saying, as a fellow chairperson, Aziz, Tijani and myself attended the AFRINIC 21 meeting that was held from 21st to 28th November 2014. So this training was organized under the framework of a cooperation between AFRINIC and AFRALO. Basically, we attended AFRINIC's Internet Number Resource Management training that took place over a period of 2 days. I'm going to share the report briefly on the members' list and on the charge, but The objective of the training was to enable Afana leadership to understand and appreciate how the regional internet registry that is happening operates. So after the formal training sessions, we also had an opportunity to meet some of the AFRINIC staff to better understand how Afralo can be able to work collaboratively in AFRINIC to make sure that the African community is able to take advantage of the internet resources that are within its region. So the first day was dedicated to lab sessions with other members of the African community. Then we had a special session with the head of membership services. It's called AFAS, Western. I hope that's the right pronunciation. And during the meeting with AFAS, stressed the need for a followed understand the importance of IT version 6 and basically understand the importance of setting up the resources that are allocated for our region and participating in a Phoenix quality development process. Now, it's good to note that some of our members, are actually, like Shell, are very active in Africa. Shell is actually the co-chair of the policy development process, and we also have one of our other members, Member Kibuba, currently one of the leaders in the CRIS team. So we were encouraged that we do more. According to AFRINIC staff, the last policies were developed 6 years ago, and they felt that the African community does not really participate actively in the policy development process, and there was need for us to sensitize the community, and Afralo was a very good vehicle to do this. So that is, in summary, what we were able to do within the 2 days in which we were in Mauritius. We had 2 more days that we spent also in the ICANN Africa Strategy session that Aziz has talked about. Thank you, Chair. Hello, that's
sir, are you done?
Thank you.
Yes, I'm done.
Thank you very much, Barak. This is Aziz speaking. We're now going to move on to the next item. Sorry, is there anyone asking for the floor? Tijani. Tijani speaking. I'm not an Adobe, so I cannot raise my hand. I'm sorry. I have something to add regarding the training. The purpose of the training was to understand the policy development process of AFRINIC so that we can participate more actively in the policy development processes in the future. Of course, they're going to participate with us so that we can make up the Afralo community between both of us. So we're going to have Afralo training sessions for Afralo's ALSs. Those trainings will be delivered by Aziz and by Barak according to what they learned at their meeting with AFRINIC regarding the policy development process, of course. Aziz speaking. Thank you very much, Tijani. Now, in the absence of other comments, is there anyone else who would wish to take the floor? So, we're going to move on to the next item on the agenda. It is still within the items for information. This is the Cross-Community Working Group to develop an IANA stewardship transition proposal on naming related functions. Sorry. Now, do we have Shun with us? Shun is not connected. So, I'm going to ask Tijani whether he would like to take this subject. I will first say that this ad hoc working group ha- has a remit of discussing the transition of the IANA stewardship regarding all matters connected, because we know that there's already a group that coordinates the transition, the different proposals of the transition, that is the ICG, where Jean-Jacques Tibonat, Patrick, Mohamed participate, Mohamed being the vice chair of this group. There is equally a number of groups such as the IETF, ISOC, etc., who are interested in this subject, it being a subject that is the object of much debate and much discussion in the community today. There was a meeting in Germany. I'm not sure whether it was Munich or Frankfurt, yes. And Schön represented AFRILO at that meeting. So they had to put together a proposal to be consolidated and which will be presented for public comments. The charter of this cross-community working group was written by the draft team of the board, GNSO, CSGNSO, etc. So ALEC adopted the charter and sent out a call for comments to that and for volunteers for that group. I'm not sure whether perhaps Gisela knows why Schön is not here with us now. Whether Tizani or Barak have anything to say regarding the group, they will have the floor. Tizani speaking. Firstly, I would like to explain what the situation is a bit better, because it's a bit confusing. I know that there's the CCWG, the CWG, the ISCG. There's a number of groups here, and I would like to give you a clear idea of what it's like. There's a coordination group that's called the ISG, that's the IANA coordination group. This group is going to receive the proposals for the transition, and they're going to consolidate them and then put them out for the community to discuss them. Who's going to send those proposals to them? Well, the three groups that work on the three functions, those are the operating communities. So Schön represents the naming related functions community. This is an cross-community group for the naming functions, for naming related functions. And there's two other operating communities which have been gathered into groups. On the one hand, there's the CRISP, which is a group made up of regional registrars, that is, AFRINIC, LACNIC, IRIN, and I'm missing the other. And RIPE entity. So those are the five regional information centers, and they work on the naming-related functions. That would be IP addresses. Together, these five information centers have created a regional group that's called the CROP, and they're going to consolidate the proposals from the five regional registries. And so CRISP, which is their group, is also going to send the proposal on naming-related functions to the ICG, who's going to consolidate all of the proposals. There's different tracks on the protocol. There's the IETF, and it's the IETF itself who's working on a proposal for the parameters. And they have already published a draft proposal that they have published for comments. And the three groups that work on IANA functions are going to feed their proposals into the ICG, the coordination group, for them to consolidate it and then send a final proposition to the U.S. government. That would be the way the transition is going to be performed. The CWG, that's the cross-community working group, which is dedicated to this specific subject, has Shun as a representative, and they have drafted a proposal which is not unanimous. That includes end users from throughout the world, not only AFALO, but ALAC, that's at the global level. So within 24 or 48 hours, we're going to have to make comments on the proposal, because we find that there's a lot to be reconsidered or to be put back into dimension. So I invite you to read the proposal that they have drafted. There's also a group within At Large that's called IANA Issues. All of the At Large community is a member of this group. They all belong there and they all discuss the proposals and the discussions that are currently going on. And so they're going to discuss now the CWG's draft proposal on the naming related functions. That's it, Aziz. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Tijani. Aziz speaking. Yes. This is for this reason that AFALO, with the help of the staff, is going to organize a webinar in which we are going to explain all those topics. So please, I invite you all to participate to this webinar. Gisela and the staff from ICANN are going to send a doodle for the availability of everybody so you can participate to this webinar on IANA stewardship transition role. We are going to hear Adiel from Afrinic, Olivier, Sean. So you are invited to participate. It is also the topic of our activities in all the groups, so it's very important for you to participate and to ask questions. You will hear experts explaining us all those topics. Do you want to take the floor, Tijani? Okay, Tijani, you have the floor. Thank you very much, Aziz. Tijani speaking. I wanted to remind you that in at 21st UTC, we are going to have a webinar organized by the capacity building on the naming function. It is on this topic exactly, and during this webinar, we are going to finish to explain the at-large position on the proposal made on that topic. So please try to participate. Olivier is going to do the presentation part. Then you can participate to the discussion. So please participate to this webinar as he's speaking. Okay. Thank you very much, Tijani. So now we are going to move to the next item. Item number 4, IANA Stewardship Transition Coordination Group. Mohamed is not with us, so we are going to move to the next item. This is the Task Force Outreach for More African Representation in ICANN Leadership Position. This is after the NAMCAM 2014 with no African selected to in one of the functions that were needed. So you have received information for those new functions. We have tried in Mauritius, we have tried to do some reach out with Fatimata. Fatimata was leading a working group, a task force. She has done a very good job, and we have printed some documents in French and English, and in English we have given those documents to all the participants. Those documents were about the kind of person we were needing from Africa into ICANN. What kind of skills was needed for those persons. I hope now that with all this reach out, we will have a better representation from Africa for those functions. So now the floor is open. I don't know if you want to add something. Octavia, did you ask for the floor? Are there any comments on that item? Okay. Thank you, Sylvia. Thank you, the staff. They just happened to post on the Adobe Connect this leaflet I was speaking about. You can see the English version. And there are three seats to be filled at the ICANN Board of Directors level. There is also a seat to be member in ALAC, a position to be filled in ALAC. There are also two positions to be filled in the GNSO and one position to be filled in the CCNSO. So as you can see, there are a lot of possibilities, and we are looking for direct skills at the ALS level, or the ALS can recommend some African people who can fill those positions, who have the skills to fill those positions. Are there any comments? If there are no comments, we are going to move to the next item. This is items for discussion. The first one is something very important that we are doing now, thanks to Tijani and his team, and it's items review of the AFRALO operating principles. I think, Tijani, you can tell us what you are doing on that topic. Okay, Tijani speaking. Thank you very much, Aziz. Yes, we have done good work. We have a deadline that is the end of next year, the end of the year 2015. We would like to finish before because we have to send our recommendation and then we will move to the implementation. So, we have seen three topics. The first was the individual membership. We had some difficulties to find a consensus for an organization that would be well, we decided to try for a year with a system with the right that would be no vote, no right to vote. These individuals can participate to the discussion, but they can't vote. That is the first decision. Then we decided, we spoke about the weighted vote, and after discussion, after debates, after 2 weeks of debates and discussion, we decided that we are going to advise the majority of the group decided to advise that in the future the vote for each ALS will be according to the quantity of ALS in the country. Then we have decided about the performance of the AFRALO members, and we have proposed a set of performances, and we are going to add another performance to this, to the list we made. And all that is on the wiki page. You will see it on the list. And I'm asking you, please, to participate, to go to the wiki page and to give your opinion to our work. We are working into the working group, but afterward we will present our work to the AFRALO members, and they will give us their opinion. So now we are working on the performance, on the metrics, and then we will work on the performance metrics for the future. It is very important for the future of AFRALO. We will speak about accreditation of the ALS members. We will speak about this accreditation also. So there are a lot of important things. Then we will have a document well done with clear proposals so as to present it to AFRALO, and AFRALO will be able to accept it or to reject it. And then it will be adopted or no by AFRALO and implemented if adopted, as is speaking. Thank you very much, Tijani. This is a very important item, yes. I think that your working group is doing a very important work, and I think that once the project will be finished, it will be a formal question, the formal part to go through to the AFRALO members and receive the opinion of the AFRALO members. Okay, we are going to move to the next item. It is our traditional meeting. As you know, the next ICANN meeting will take place far away from Africa, not in Marrakesh, but in Singapore. And I invite you to think about the theme of the meeting, of the AFRALO-African meeting. The theme of the meeting was on the transition of the IANA stewardship role and the ICANN's accountability. Now, as the discussions are still going on, I propose you to discuss on that item during our next meeting, AFRALO-African, on those topics. But the condition is to have some concrete decisions afterward. Who wants to have the floor? Tijani. Okay, Tijani, you have the floor. Tijani speaking. Thank you, Aziz. I think that for the next meeting, the Singapore meeting, we need to address another topic, a very important one, too. As you know, the NTIA, the U.S. government, once he decided to work on the transition of IANA stewardship role, he also decided to work on accountability measures, no? And about accountability, with this transition process, there is another process launched some months ago that is the first community group on accountability and governance. So there will be, there is a cross-community group with, in which I am a member from this group, and each constituency has some members. ALAC has 5 members, and I'm one of those members from ALAC. So the next statement from AFRALO, or the next discussion from AFRALO, should be on that accountability issue. So I wanted to speak about this group. So as you know, that this group has been created, and the first meeting of this group took place yesterday evening, and I wanted to tell you that. Okay, thank you very much, Tijani, as he's speaking. Now, Barak, are you still with us? Yes, normally we organize a committee who will be on charge of the discussion, to launch the discussion on the mailing list on the topics that the community want to propose. Normally it is the AFRALO secretary who takes this, who is responsible for this, for doing that. Barak, are you still with us? Barak, are you still with us? Barak, can you hear me?
Barak, can you hear us?
As he's speaking, Barak has a problem with his line. Barak, please, can you hear us? I wanted to do a proposal as action item. So Barak, as AFRALO secretary, will send on the mailing list, the African list, will send that we want to ask the community to do some proposals about the topic for the Afro-African meeting of Singapore, and to ask everybody to send their proposal. So we will have some proposals, and so we can choose among those proposals, and then there will be a group, a committee, which will do the follow-up of the activity of this group until the drafting of a statement. So, Tijani, do you want to belong to this committee? Okay. It is noted. So, as action item, if Barak comes back, we are going to give him the floor. Now, do we have proposal or comments? Does anyone want to take the floor? Okay, Barak is telling us that he will do that as soon as possible. Okay. We are going to move to the next item, that is to say the new ALS application. As you know it, we had a lot of new applications. We are now to 36 ALSs, accredited ALSs. So AFRALO is growing. It's very good for us. We still have 2 applications suspending. ISOC Gambia, we are still waiting for the answer from ISOC. ISOC Gambia is going to vote. We are waiting for the result of the new elections to give our opinion. And then we have Cameroon League for development. We are waiting for some data about them. I'll be sincere. I have received an email from Natalie, but I have not read in detail that the answer from Natalie. Maybe Barak can tell us some more. Okay, if you want, we can do that by email about this ALS. We are still waiting for the answer from Cameroon League for Development to send our opinion, our advice. Okay, nobody wants to comment. Okay, now we are going to move to the last item, that is to say the report, ALAC report and ALS's report. So first we are going to hear the recent and upcoming activities of ALAC. Baran, Tijani, or Hadja. Hadja is not with us. Baran, are you with us? Can you speak about the recent activities of ALAC, Baran?
Hi, yes, I'm here. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Duran, go on. Yes, we can
yes,
hear you.
Yes.
Yes, okay. Just to give a short report on what's been happening with the ALAC, it's interesting. It seems AFRALO is working on some of the same issues that ALAC has been working on in regards to rules of procedure. ALAC is currently constituting a group of individuals made up of the different at-large personnel. You don't necessarily have to be an ALAC member to be a part of this group. So I would urge some of the ALSs or anyone who is part of at-large to join this group. And what this group will be doing is to come up with updated rules of procedure for ALS certification and decertification. So it's an interesting topic that we're currently discussing in the ALAC. Another thing that's recently happened within the ALAC is we voted in a new president or a new chair. His name is Alan Greenberg. He's taken over the reins from Olivier Capron-Lebon. He is now going to be leading the ALAC forward. Another thing that's also been happening is we've also chosen five people from the five different regions to represent at large for the CCWG working group, which Tijani mentioned earlier. And these five people are from the five different regions within the at-large community. I think also we discussed the INS Leadership Transition Coordination Group. I'm sure Mohammed is not around, so he won't be able to give us an update. But this is also something we've been working with Mohammed and Jean-Jacques, who are our two representatives for ALAC in this group. These are just some of the things that we've been working with on the ALAC. I don't know if Tijani wants to add something to what I've just said. Thank you.
Aziz, Tijani, you have the floor. Aziz speaking. Thank you very much, Baran, for those information. Now we give the floor to Tijani. Thank you. I haven't participated to the last ALAC meeting because I was traveling. But I wanted to tell you that we are working a lot on the IANA functions and on the accountability. Those are the two topics that are interesting ALAC and on which we are working in ALAC. There is also the new ALAC leadership that is important, and we are reviewing the subcommittee. There is a new organization into ICANN. We have a person taking care of the development of the program with ICANN staff. So it is something important. And for the ELAC internal organization, we are working on the transition of the IANA function and on accountability. Those are the two important, most important topics. Thank you very much, Tijani. Are there any comments on that? Two items, or can we move to the activities of the ALS, of the AFRALO members? Do you want to speak about the activities of your ALS? I remind you, Janice asking for the floor. Okay, Aziz speaking. Okay, I remind you that there is a wiki page, and there is a spotlight in the wiki page in which, and that will be one of the criteria for the ALS performance. We want you to speak about your local activities. It's very important for everybody to participate. So we know that all, not only AFRALO, all the community knows what your ALS are doing in your countries. So if there are no other comments, thank you, Sylvia. You just posted the link of the spotlight. Thank you. Barak, Beran wants to say something. Okay, Beran, you have the floor.
Okay, thank you, Aziz. This is Beran for the transcript record. I just wanted to ask a question regarding the documentation for the leadership of the average for African representation in ICANN leadership position. Have we adopted the document? Are we accepting the document as AFRALO? I must have missed it because I did leave for 10 minutes to go and pray. Thank you.
Aziz is saying that he had problem to understand what was the question. He had problem to hear the translation. Beran, can you repeat, please?
Yes, the question was, in item 4 discussion, we have point number 6 under item for discussion number 3, point number 6 enrollment. Outreach for more African representation in ICANN leadership positions. We presented a document. I'm part of the task force that was created. We presented a document in English and French for the outreach. Now, what we wanted to know from this meeting, the working group wanted to know whether the AFRALO leadership has accepted and adopted this document officially. So that's what we wanted to know.
Thank you very much, Aziz speaking. Thank you, Beran, for your question. It's a very good question. We have already answered that question. We have accepted this document, and as I said, this document has been sent to the staff. So the document can be printed and sent and given to everybody. And I have been there when Tijani was speaking. We didn't give you the details, but in Mauritius we had two meetings on the African strategy. For 2 days, 3 days it was lectures. during the first morning, we have worked on AfraLaw. I have made a presentation of the AfraLaw's activities. Then Tijani has officially spoken about the task force and about the representation of the African people into ICANN to have to fill some functions into ICANN. And he had a lecture, a presentation on that topic. So, Behran, our document has been accepted, has been printed, and has been given to all the participants during the AfriLink meeting 21. And you will see that this document is posted on the wiki site, and everybody can see that document and can have that document if you want to propose some African people for leadership functions in ICANN. I hope that I have answered your question, Behran. Tijani is asking for the floor. Just a minute, Tijani. Behran Aziz is asking if you are satisfied. Okay, Tijani, you have the floor. Thank you, Aziz. Behran is right. What AfraLaw has to adopt is the strategy document. During the last meeting, Fatimata asked that we adopt the strategy document so we can move. So I think that we need to present it during this meeting and to adopt it officially adopt it. Thank you.
Thank you, Tijani, as is speaking. I thought it had been adopted. So you're speaking of the document from Mauritius Island, is it? Is Tijani, is that it? You speak of the document that was distributed at Mauritius? Tijani speaking, no. That is an outreach document. There is a strategy document which was drafted. Which had to be discussed at the present meeting before its adoption. As he speaks, so do you wish to adopt it or do you wish to leave it for the next meeting? Because there's people who haven't had a chance to see it in detail. Tijani speaking, I suggest the leadership sends it to the mailing list and to make a call for consensus on the document and for us to set a deadline which isn't far away so that it's adopted quickly. As he's speaking, great, so that is going to be an action item for staff to send the strategy document. What was it that it's called? It's a strategy document, says Tijani. It's 2 pages. Right. So that document, says Aziz, is to be sent on the mailing list for comments and then for its adoption. Very well. Thank you all. Now, are there any other business you would like to discuss? No? Yes, Michel, go ahead. Yes, I hear you. You have the floor. Michelle speaking. Thank you, Aziz. This is not a question, per se. I would merely like to thank Barack for his report. He just sent it. That's the report regarding the meeting you had at Mauritius regarding the African strategy. I think this type of report allows us who weren't there to understand what was done. So I would like to seize this chance to thank Tijani and Brian as well for their reports. But I think from time to time, having it written down allows us to read it carefully, and it allows those of us who don't always get a chance of following what is going on to catch up. Thank you. As he's speaking, thank you, Michel. I will join you in this. I would like to thank Barack as well for the report that he put together. It's true that having it in writing allows us to know what has happened once we come back. Are there any other interventions at this point? In the absence of comments, we're going to adjourn the call. For once, we're going to stay within our schedule. I thank you all, and now adjourn the meeting and invite you to join us next month. I would like to thank Sylvia, Gisela, Claire, and Camila. And thank you all for having participated today.
Thank you, everyone. Bye-bye.
Talk to you soon. Goodbye.
Bye.
Thank you, Gisela. Thank you, Silvia. Thank you all. The call is now over. We're going to disconnect. Thank you for having participated today.